What do these bills actually do?
These bills will cap insulin copays so that basically patients are not given a $600 bill after their insurance kicks in. We all know drug prices are really expensive. The problem that I saw was not enough people were focusing on drug prices solutions. They were thinking more about the complaint and waiting for the federal government to do something. When we talk about diabetes, people need this drug to live, just like you and I need food and water.
How much is this bill, if it gets passed next year, really going to reduce or cap the prices of insulin?
So the cap basically is going to be set at $100 per vial. The big thing about this is at $600 or $1,000, people may not buy it. But at $100, they may. So there's an opportunity that increases the amount of people that actually purchase that drug, which I believe also increases a point of care at the pharmacy where pharmacists can do their job and actually educate the patients on the importance of the medication.
What effects are you seeing patients deal with from high insulin prices?
That's the problem, is that we end up not seeing them because people stop coming to the pharmacy. They start trying to ration their drugs. And the importance of a chronic care management is management. I feel more people are finding that some of the things that we are working on are educating them to be passionate about their own health.